Never had them. I hope you never do.
And slept with me all the time when I had them, and then when he'd take them. And she's got a brother that never had them, too.
And I slept with my sister when they all had them there at home, except my brother and me.
If somebody turns all yellow eyeballs and so on, what would you used to call that?
Jaundice.
That was from the liver, was it?
Cold yellow jaundice.
I don't know what caused it. Blood or liver or something. I don't know just what it was.
And did you do anything special for cold? Or just wait for it to go?
I'll take aspirin. Yesterday, about, along the middle of the evening, I reckon it was. My fever come up on me, and wasn't aspirin, but it was a Anacin tablet. And then I took another one before I went to bed, and I got up about 11:30 last night and took another. And I'm better today than I was yesterday, but my head's all stopped up yet. The other thing I use a whole lot, soldiers, I inhale that. Put it on my chest. I use that a whole lot.
What's good if you got a cough? Any old remedies for that?
Well, if I had a cough, I'd get me some Vicks. What is that now?
Formula 44.
44. That's what I'd get for a cough.
And when you were a boy, did you use anything?
Well, I don't remember.
Well, old folk, my mama used to make us smelling tea.
That's good. Yeah, my mama made smelling tea, too. Smelling is a good cough remedy.
Make vinegar tea.
And alum.
Oh,
alum. Vinegar and butter. That's a good cold.
She didn't put no alum in the teas that she'd make. The way she'd give us alum if we got so hoarse and stuffed up, she'd scrape that alum off in a spoon of molasses and stir it up and let us take it.
If you had a fever, how would you break that in the old days? Something to make you sweat or what?
I don't
remember
don't
that we had anything for fever.
I don't remember nothing either.
If we had fever that just kept on, I think maybe they had to get something from the doctor. I just don't remember having anything to break.
I think we had to get something from the doctor. I don't remember using any home remedy for that.
Mm-hmm. And how about when somebody would die? Did you have any words to describe death that wasn't so direct to the...
Well, it passed away.
Passed away.
As a general thing.
Suppose you didn't like the person who died. You say, well, I hear old somebody, what?
Well, I don't remember anybody ever dying that I didn't like. I tried to like everybody.
Mm-hmm. Is there any words that you remember, Mr.
I don't believe it is.
Kick the bucket or...
I've heard that expression lots of times.
So-and-so kicked the bucket.
I've heard that expression, but...
It wouldn't be too respectful, huh?
No, not too respectful. It would be somebody that they didn't care too much about, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Kick the bucket.
What did they put the body in?
Well, most of them these days put in a casket.
Well, way back